Aziz Foundation to talk about Dr. A.M.A. Aziz. Professor Furqan, what is the life history of the late Dr. A.M.A. Aziz?
The late Dr. A.M.A. Aziz hailed from the north. He was born in Jaffna and educated in Jaffna. He entered the University of Ceylon, and when he qualified, he was one of the first Muslim civil servants. In fact, he was the first Muslim civil servant, having entered the very prestigious CCS.
The Ceylon
Civil Service. And he served, I think, the government in many parts of the country. And especially in the Eastern Province, he had a fairly long spell. But there, during his period in the Eastern Province, he made some tremendous contributions for the improvement of that province and also the development of the interests of the Muslim community. Now, Dr. A.M.A. Aziz became extraordinarily famous when he gave up his government career as a civil servant, which, as you know, was a very prestigious position in the days immediately after the independence. He gave up his career to take up a position as the principal of Zahra College, Colombo, when he took over from the late Dr. T.V. Jaya. And it is during his period of service as a principal of Zahra College, Colombo, that the Muslim community came to know his abilities, and also he became very famous for tremendous service that he rendered to the Muslim community, both through Zahra College and also through his efforts in other areas of his activities.
What can you say about his personality?
So, Mr. Aziz was a very tall and good-looking man. He was always immaculately dressed, and personality-wise, I think there are very few people who could match him. You probably know that the civil service, those who entered the civil service those days, were men of not only great eminence in their field, but they were also very first-class administrators, and in the course of their administrative functions, had to assume leadership roles in carrying out government duty. And Dr. A.M.A. Aziz had a first-class personality. He was a man who could be seen from a distance, and if you heard him once, you would always remember him. He had that kind of attractive personality, attractive in the sense of the word.
Apart from what you have mentioned, what are his other achievements?
Well, as I said, first as a government civil servant, I think he carved up a very illustrious career there. And then when he took over as principal of Zahra College, Colombo, Zahra had a reputation, a very high reputation, which had been built by Dr. T.V. Jaya. The only difficulty was finding adequate number of students to fill a large school which had a very long history. Zahra College was the leading Muslim education institution in the country. And one of the things that Mr. A.M.A. Aziz did was, he sort of, being a visionary himself, he drew up a plan to improve and expand the activities of Zahra College. His great dream was to make Zahra the radiating center for education of the Muslim community. So Zahra College required a person as principal who would be a first-class administrator. And in that respect, I would say, his achievements both in government and in Zahra have gone down in history, and they will be remembered for a long time to come. From my own experience today as a principal of Zahra College, Colombo, when I go through the historical records of Mr. Aziz's period in Zahra, I can see the very excellent manner in which he had planned the activity in Zahra, and he had progressed day by day and built it up into a first-class school. Then second aspect of his career was, he, as an educator, I find that from the, once again from the records in the archives, I now begin to learn that he was one of the very few men at that time who had contributed tremendously for education in this country.
What are his subject specialties?
I think he specialized in history. And you could see that the man who had learnt history, how much respect he had for history, to draw upon the historical facts to be able to build up the future. For example, the history of Sri Lanka as a country, and the history of the Muslims of this country, the history of the other communities like the Sinhala community, the Tamil community, and how everybody interplayed to make this a great nation, which was the situation at the dawn of independence. It was a great nation. Another very prominent aspect was as a leader. The Muslim community at that time had sort of very few men to lead the community. There were great eminent men like Dr. T. Vijaya, Sir Muhammad Malcolm Naka, Mr. Falil Kafur, Dr. Khalil, who were all there at the same time. And one thing that was sort of seen at that stage was leadership through sort of educated leadership. And Dr. A. M. Aziz was able to provide that leadership. Now, during this period, as principal of Zahra College and also as an eminent Muslim, he realized that the Muslim community required strengthening. And the strengthening had to be done both by education of the Muslim children and also by building an infrastructure on which the community could stand. For example, two of his greatest achievements were the founding of the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund. Now, the reason for setting up the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund was that Dr. Aziz realized that there were a number of very clever, eminent, educated young boys who required financial assistance, recognition first of all, and also financial backing to be able to get into university and perhaps thereafter do postgraduate degrees. Now, Mr. Aziz first had the vision to be able to realize this need and then set up the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund, which today is doing human service to that community, to the Muslim community. Similarly, he also realized that the youth of the Muslim community had not been harnessed and then given proper direction and coordination. And for this, he set up the All Ceylon YMMA movement, the Young Men's Muslim Association movement, through which he was able to harness the young, educated Muslim people in the country, bring them together, and on an island-wide basis, sort of put their efforts together and further the cause of the community. So those two are very preeminent in his career. I also find on the records that he has been a very great and voracious reader, as I said, being a historian, and he has also left a large number of documents and writings, all of which go to prove today that he has been very conscious of the various movements that were going on in the country, not only in the field of education, but even in politics. Now, talking of politics, Mr. Aziz was also a politician. He was elected as a senator. As you know, we had those days the two-chamber situation in the country. And he entered the parliament as a senator. And if you read the Hansard, the contributions that he had made as a senator are also of tremendous benefit to the community and, of course, to the Muslim community as well.
You had a meeting at Zahira College this evening, didn't you?
That's right. And now we have this Dr. A. M. Aziz Foundation, of which I am the president. We have got this foundation organized in a proper way. And every year we have a foundation meeting. Somebody comes and delivers an ovation. So tonight we had a meeting, the annual meeting, at Zahira College, Colombo. And it was at that meeting, Mr. Shibli Aziz, PC, President's Council, addressed the gathering on the subject of Islam and the attitude of the West. And there was a very large gathering of people, I must say, and the meeting went on very well. I hope we continue to carry on with this activity in the years to come.
On the occasion of the commemoration of Dr. A. M. A. Aziz, I have been talking to Deshabandhu Professor M. T. A. Furkan, president of the Dr. A. M. A. Aziz Foundation and principal of Zahira College, Colombo.